What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, for months, she occasionally noticed someone standing in the same upstairs window of the house behind her apartment. Then a neighbor casually mentioned that nobody had lived there in years.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hello, and thank you for listening. If you have a real ghost story, now would be a good time to share it with us. You could call it in at 855-853-4802. You can always just write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, something you've always wanted to do, you could sign up and get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon is here today.
I am here today. I'm a little bit exhausted because I've been out in the garden working all day. I planted a bunch of sunflowers. Hopefully they will come up. You plant them by seed, you know. Hopefully they will come up and I will have my little reminder of Kansas.
I like that.
In the yard.
I like that.
A little bit about the old Kansas in my blood still.
There's somebody in my neighborhood that plants those really ginormous ones that get to
these
be
aren't
like,
those.
These are like smaller. 8 feet tall, probably.
Yeah.
And they do this whole line of them in the front yard that goes into the backyard. And it's like it's like chopping down shit at the end of the summer. Like they're massive. Like this is a major cleanup at the end of the summer.
They're fascinating because they follow the sun.
And so
they will turn their heads to go with the sun. So they start out in the east, but they end in the west.
Because in Kansas, that just happens to be our state flower. And it's pretty cool because we have fields of them, especially out west where you used to live. Mm-hmm. And there's fields of sunflowers. And so depending on the time of day you drive by, it depends on the angle you will see the sunflowers. It's pretty cool.
They're pretty cool. But I just planted shorter ones, and some of them are actually even like dark red and stuff. They're not even your traditional yellow. But I thought it'd be fun to put a few sunflowers out there just to enjoy this summer.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I was lucky to get pots planted this year. However many I did. I remember calling Kathy. I'm like, shit, I'm having surgery. I have no flowers and pots. I got to do something fast.
And I'm like, leave it. I just planted like 12 for my son. I think I can manage you.
I got them done. And they look great. I'm very excited. So
good. Good.
Well, here's our first story today. It says, I love the show. I wanted to share something that happened several years ago when I was living in my first apartment after college. The apartment was in an older part of town, and behind the building was an old two-story house. From my bedroom window, I could see one of the upstairs rooms. I never paid much attention to the house at first. It was just part of the view out the window. One night, I happened to look outside before going to bed, and I noticed someone standing in the upstairs window. There wasn't anything particularly strange about it. It was a house, and people live in houses. I remember thinking they were probably looking outside for the same reason I was. A month or so later, I noticed the same person again, and what caught my attention was that it seemed oddly familiar because it was the same window in the same spot, and I found myself wondering if it was the same person. After that, I would occasionally notice them, not every night, not every week, just often enough that I started recognizing that upstairs window whenever I looked outside. I didn't give it much thought beyond that. Then one afternoon, I was talking with a neighbor while we were both getting our mail. She started talking about the neighborhood and mentioned the old house behind the apartment building. She said she hoped somebody would eventually buy it because it had been sitting empty for years. I remember looking at her and saying, "Empty?" And she told me the owner had passed away quite a while earlier and the property had been tied up in legal issues ever since. According to her, nobody had lived there for a very long time. I did not tell her about the person I'd seen in the window because I assumed there must be another explanation. Maybe a relative checked on the place. Maybe somebody had access to the house. Maybe she was just wrong. Honestly, I forgot about the conversation after a few days. Then one night, I glanced out the window. I saw the figure again. And the reason I remember that night is because for the first time, I found myself really looking at it instead of just noticing it. The room behind it appeared dark. I couldn't make out any details at first. No face, no clothing, no features. It wasn't like seeing the person standing by a window. It was like seeing the shape of a person. I stood there for a few seconds staring, and the figure didn't move. It didn't step away from the window. So I walked closer to my window to get a better look, and when I got to the window, it was gone. I stood there for a while thinking, maybe I'd seen movement somewhere else in the house, but I hadn't. After that, I never saw it again. I stayed in that apartment for another year or so before moving. Every once in a while, I'd find myself looking toward that upstairs room, and the window was always empty. I don't know who or what I was seeing. Maybe there was a completely normal explanation. I just never learned what it was. All I know is every once in a while over the course of several months, I'd glance out my bedroom window and see what looked like someone standing in that room in a house that was supposedly empty. I still have questions. Who was it? What did I see? Was it a ghost? Was it someone who broke in? I don't know, but it never felt right. And I am not sure who wrote that story in. I think what's interesting is that she just noticed somebody standing in the window. It wasn't like, hey, did you hear the house behind this apartment building has been abandoned for years? You know, she didn't know any of that. She just saw someone looking out the window, just caught her eye. It'd be like if I looked across the street and I saw Beverly standing there, I'd be like, oh, Beverly's looking out her window. I wouldn't think much more about it than that. There's Beverly in her house where she belongs. So I think that's interesting that she saw it several times and then finds out that the house has been sitting empty.
Okay, but she's not seeing it every single night, right? It was like I saw it here.
It was occasionally. I would call it occasionally.
Yeah, and now, could it be that a relative, you know, who was, you know, in charge of the estate or whatever this house was in, would just come over every so often and look things over and make sure things were okay?
Yes, that could happen. That could happen, except for that means the person would have to say to themselves, excuse me, I'm going to go upstairs and stand and look out the window.
Well, that was my next thing, right? Because we've got to have somebody that just goes occasionally. They don't ever turn on lights or anything like that.
There's no activity at the house.
Then they think they need to stand in that one window and look out back. Not a different window, right? Just that one. And so there's some things that just don't quite add up. Like, even if I try to put somebody in that house for some good reason, which that could be a very valid reason, it just doesn't quite add up that you would just go to that house, look around, think, I will go to the bedroom and stand in that window and look yonder at that girl that keeps seeming to be looking back at me, you know, or whatever. It's an odd kind of thing that you would do that every single time you went to visit the house.
Exactly. Makes no sense.
I don't know. Maybe they were there more often and they only did it now and then. I don't know. I can get somebody in the house. It's the weird feeling that it felt more like a shape, not a person, that last time she really stopped and looked at it. Because, you know, once she found out nobody lived in the house and then it happened later, then she looked. And it really didn't feel like she could make out any features. It just felt like a shape. That's a little bit different, too. I kind of think maybe something was in the house.
You think?
And I mean, I think in paranormal thing.
I do, too, because here's the thing. She just looks outside thinking it's her neighbor looking out the window. No big deal. And then that one time after the mailbox incident, encounter, I should say, it really wasn't an incident. Then she's like, I don't really see, I just see more of a shape now that I'm really looking at it. You know, to me, she's just looking out her window and sees somebody else looking out her window.
But, I think at first you just go, oh, yeah. And then the next couple of times it happens, it feels a little strange that it's the same window. It's still dark, no light, you know. And then finally when you find that out, and then you, okay, now I'm looking a little bit better. It did seem creepy. I think something was up. I think something wasn't right in that house. Well, so I'm going to go paranormal on them.
What else could it be? Well, let's go to this phone call.
Well, I've always had ghost experience most of my life. I didn't realize it. I mean, there was occurrences as a kid growing up in San Francisco. But I've always had some kind of physical attraction of ghosts around me, whether it being in a business that I had up at the Bay Area for several years where I clean out properties and stuff, and I would have spirits either talking to me or show up. But little did it was preparing me, I guess, for moving to Vegas Valley in 2021, coming out of the pandemic. After about a year and a half here, year or so, I rescued a couple of cats, and they started telling me there's stuff going on. And then I saw an orb drop down from a smoke detector area and move into the kitchen, make itself known. And then I got cameras in the house, and that's when the real energy started happening in October 25th of 2022. I had one of my cats, very sensitive, did not want to stay up here in the bedroom upstairs. And the other one I had is a little bit more mellow. He can hang out. Well, that night, the other one took off. And I had mounted some cameras in a while back, just when I was away checking up on my business in Northern California, driving up there and stuff. I just wanted to keep an eye on them. But I looked at the cameras because the other cat bolted. It was about 9:30 at night, just, you know, 6 days before Halloween. And what do I see in my bedroom camera? You know those snow globes that you shake up? This was happening above me in my bed as I was laying there looking out the window. I saw all these orbs flying in, floating around, zipping, some of them hovering, some of them floating from zipping around like comets. Some of them were translucent orbs, some of them were like sparkly comets. Anyway, I realized that's what my cats had been seeing. So then I started positioning the camera, one of my cameras that I could move around. I called the Rover camera. I put it in the hallway, and as I was coming upstairs, I would see these spirits drop down and follow me coming from the stairwell, coming down the hallway into the room, because I had the camera station right by the foot of the door into my bedroom. So that was occurring. Anytime I would come upstairs, within about a minute, minute and a half, I would look on the camera, and all of a sudden it would start snowing or raining, and all these spirits would start, or orbs would just start coming in, and some of them were bigger orbs, some were smaller. And I was like, what the heck is going on? So obviously I started recording them. And then, as it didn't get any weirder, I just decided, because I had so many people thinking that it was not real, it was just dust or insects or whatever. I mean, someone even said, oh, it's lasers. You know, it's like anything scientific to prove me wrong. So I was doing live. My phone was filling up with all these videos and stuff, so I capped out on data and stuff, storage. So I started doing Facebook Live stuff, and lo and behold, I decided to put one of the cameras, the rover camera, on the bathroom vanity, because I noticed with the camera in my room, if I positioned it, you'd see the mirror up above crossing the vanity in the bathroom, because there are transitions from the bedroom to the master bathroom. It would start lighting up green and yellow when any time there was activity. And when there wasn't, it was flat. It was dark, like a flat surface. But anytime I had energy going on, activity in my bedroom, or even in the house, if I was upstairs and I would start noticing stuff downstairs too, it'd be really active. So one night I decided to put the rover camera facing the mirror so you could see the mirror, and then you could also see what actual half was the reflection of the bathroom, half of it was the actual bathroom itself, shower curtain, all that stuff. All of a sudden, and mind you, this is pitch dark, right? You got the Google Nest cameras, low lighting security cameras. I would just be looking in the mirror, and all of a sudden you start seeing all these orbs just popping out of the mirror, floating around, flying through, coming back, going into the mirror. And you know how when you see headlights when you're driving your car, and you see headlights from a distance, and they just start maybe coming up a drive, you know, of the highway, or if you're going up the hill or up and down a hill, and you start seeing the lights, oncoming traffic stuff. That's how it was with these orbs. You start seeing these things coming from the mirror, like they're, you know, the coming attraction coming towards you, like your car. And then you'd see the same thing going. You'd see these orbs going, and they just dissipate into the mirror. And then you'll see the ones oncoming, like the high beams or whatever. And then they pop out of the mirror and they're floating around. And I had people who just like, what? That were like skeptical. They go, what the hell do you have going on in your house? And I said, I know. I said, I'm trying to figure this out myself. So I even had a skeptical, my brother, who had never been here where I live since I moved to Vegas Valley in 2021. He came in 2024, 2 years ago, and we came upstairs. It was my birthday, June 2024, and I said, okay, once I gave him a phone, my phone with the app on it, the Google app thing, and all three different cameras light up, right? You could just click on it. So I said, okay, you were skeptical. You know, I'm going to prove it to you. I said, right now, you don't see anything coming out of the bathroom camera, right? It's pitch dark. And then we clicked on my bedroom. Nothing going on. I said, now watch. So he was down the hall in the other room. I said, I'm going to go to the mirror. It was dark. I said, I'm going to go to the mirror in my bathroom and watch what happens. Take about 15 or 20 seconds. And lo and behold, I hear, whoa. I said, what do you see? He goes, all the stuff starts jumping out of the mirror. What the hell is that? Right? So then I said, okay, you know, come back over there, click on the camera. The bedroom. I said, now watch. I said, look the camera. Look what's going on the ceiling. Nothing's going on, right? Ceiling fan was off. Air conditioning was off. Nothing kicking up dust or anything like that. I said, give it about 30 seconds to a minute, and this has been going on. I started posting this stuff, documenting it. Watch what happens. So I get up on my bed. About 45 seconds. I hear my brother go, "Whoa! What the hell is that?" I said, "Your brother's not crazy." I said, "I've got a lot of activity happening in the house." So that was just validation, if you will, documenting the spirits. They show up. Sometimes they show up when I show up. I will, in the beginning, stay downstairs in the living room, show the upstairs bath, show the upstairs bedroom, the ceiling, nothing going on, quiet. I walk up. I actually have the phone pairing with it. I was on the app with the camera, and then I got my other phone recording it, recording off my camera. It's recording. And I'll come upstairs, and then you'll see. I said, "Okay, watch this." And I said, about 45 seconds. Start seeing one, two, and then all of a sudden, the room's going to fill up with all these orbs and spirits and stuff flying around or hovering, and then just starting off. And sure enough, the people go, "Oh, that's because you're kicking up dust." I said, "No, I'm laying on the bed, quiet, not doing anything, not kicking up anything, not popping on the bed, just quietly laying down on it." And then it happens. So I've got activity going on. And like I said, I've had this stuff happening to me, but now I realize in hindsight, I've always been connected to the spirit world. I'm not a, you know, one of these people who talks to ghosts or anything like that, or sees or hears them, you know, the people that are on stage and stuff. Nothing like that. It's just that I'm just aware of these things now that probably have always been around me. And now that I'm much more aware and tuned, I realize these spirits are not bad. Some of my guardian angels, protectors and stuff, healing guides, and some are actually my relatives and stuff that I found out through the woman, Marianne Winkowski, the one who inspired the Ghost Whisperer show with Jennifer Love Hewitt. She did a reading on my house, and she told me what was going on. It's been going on, so I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
So what do you think is up with all the orbs in the guy's house?
You know,
and they're kind of orbs on command.
I think it's honestly him. I really do. You could go, "Oh, it's dust. It's this, it's that." But why wouldn't that just happen when he's not around? What is it about him?
But then it even happened with the experiment with the brother. The brother's like, "Whoa, what's up?"
Well, yeah, like he goes, "Hey, just watch me walk in there and see what happens."
Yeah.
And it does. I think he's one of those people that is that has abilities, like he said. And, you know, now that he thinks about it more, he probably always has his entire life. I'm just wondering if it's something he could nurture and even do more with if he wanted to.
Now, orbs are kind of controversial. Not everyone believes orbs are a thing. And, like, yeah, he's encountered that. They're like dust, insects, whatever. It's nothing. So there's different camps on that. But do you think that it could be the spirits of relatives and people he's known and spirit guides and that sort of thing?
I do.
Yeah.
I absolutely do. You can do all sorts of try to come up with explanations for orbs. And like I said, you know, I genuinely think there are times that they are probably a dust thing or something that, you know, happens in a picture. But I've had them show up around me in pictures before. And they didn't show up around anybody else in the picture. It was just me. So that defies explanation when you start looking at it. Like, it's just him.
Do Do you think, too, that he moves to this new house? Maybe the house is some sort of portal or something, and that's why he's able to have this experience there.
Well, the mirror really seems to be, doesn't it?
Definitely some ghosts.
Like, it seems like things are coming in and out of the mirror.
I don't want that mirror in my house. I don't.
And we've talked about how creepy mirrors can be. It does seem like stuff's kind of coming in and out of that mirror. I don't know. I think it'd be interesting if he went sometime on vacation, did an Airbnb thing, and took along the stuff just to see if things like that are happening there too. Is it something he just is attracting no matter where he would go that happens?
That's a good point, yeah.
I think it'd be worth an experiment to see, when he goes someplace else, if it happens to him, but it's not happening when other people are around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be interesting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it's interesting, and a lot of people have seen it through his Facebook Lives and stuff, so...
Yeah, and I'm saying, if it's really the case that it's him, who knows if he decided that he wanted to cultivate this, ability that he has, he might be able to do something with it.
I don't know what I would do with it. I'd be like, I am so busy. I don't have time.
People like John Edwards, right? Talks, I think. Do you?
I don't know. I mean, yeah and no. You've seen
Teresa
Caputo, and she was great. And I don't know. I'm like, and I think John Edwards is kind of the same. Like, you're pretty good actors if you're pulling this off. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I think that was an interesting story. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
And if you have a real ghost story, you can share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. That can all be yours. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com.
Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.